dear, oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Oh dear.
There's a lover who's taking it.
To me.
To you.
Now, obviously, that is Tinchy Strider and the Chuckle Brothers.
Oh dear, I would say.
Oh dear, yes. Oh dear. It's coming out just before the Crankies to team up with Eminem for their Christmas single. And, of course, it is the Chuckle Brothers. And it is all for charity, mate. It's all for ACLT, which is a leukemia charity.
Makes me so happy.
But it's not normally Tinchy Strider... And the Chuckle Brothers is not normally, you know, you wouldn't have thought...
You wouldn't necessarily put them together, no.
It's an unlikely partnership.
Yes.
But a beautiful one.
Now, I'm guessing how this is how it happened. The Chuckle Brothers were there one day, like they do, sat in their crib. Chilling.
With their homies.
With the homies.
With the masses.
Listening to a bit of Tinchy.
Yeah.
On their stereo system. With the Beats by Dre on. Banging their heads. And Barry said to Paul, I think we ought to get in touch with Tinch and ask if he wants to lay down some grime and dubstep. I guess that's how it happened.
That's definitely how it happened.
Well, let me find out, because on the line is Paul Chuckle. Good morning, Paul.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. How are you doing?
I'm all right, matey. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, I'm very early. This is middle of the night for me. Still listening.
I'm halfway through my shift. How on earth did you and Barry manage to team up with Tinchy Strider?
When we were down doing Celebrity Juice, doing the... that hygiene thing, yeah. We won't talk about it this time of morning. And Tinchy was doing it, and we just got on, me and Tinchy just sat there chatting all day. We got on really well. And at the end of the day, we exchanged numbers and we kept in contact. And somebody was saying, because I put a picture up on Twitter of me and him at the Keith Lemon show, and... They'll put in and say, when's the record coming out? And whatever, you know. And I just said to him, with a bit of a laugh, you know, perhaps we should put something together, you know, because we're completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
And you've done it.
And he said, oh, everyone's ready. Come down, we'll have some fun. Just some fun. That's all we did. We did it for fun. And we all said, it's brilliant, the riff. Dirty Danger is his producer. And he
Dirty.
Wrote that little riff.
Dirty Danger.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's a great lad. He's on the...
Sounds like he comes from Thriber. He's a Thriber lad.
He's on the video there. At the end where we're done.
Oh, believe me, we've seen the video. You can't unsee that, can you?
You can't, no. You can't see it, haven't you?
You're Barry in them trousers.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit bright.
Well, look, I mean, and you're getting loads and loads of publicity, which is great because you've done it all for charity, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, every bit of it, yeah. It's, you know, we knew it would do well because of the Twitter following we had before. It happened, we'd been stopped at midnight. And all evening, people can't wait for this. There was thousands. The phone was going mad. And, of course, it's come out, and it's brilliant. Let's hope they all download it for 99p.
Obviously, you'll be performing it at next year's Mobos. Is this the start of a big grime career for you and Barry?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been in Rotherham grime for years, haven't we?
Yeah, guest in grimes. Paul, thanks very much indeed. Take care.